Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. Well, today I'm going to present my work about prevalence and determinants of hypertension awareness, treatment, and control in Latin America. This is part of my dissertation. I have no relationships to disclose. First of all, I want to acknowledge the investigators of the Latin American Consortium of Studies in Obesity for letting me use their database to do this work. Also, I want to acknowledge the University of Wisconsin Global Health Institute for the grant that I got from them to do this work, and Universidad Industrial de Santander, which was my sponsor institution to conduct my PhD here. As most of you know, hypertension is a major contributor to the global burden of cardiovascular disease in the world. About a quarter of the world population are hypertensive, of the adult population. Worldwide, 13% of deaths, 6% of disability-adjusted life years, 54% of stroke, and 47% of all coronary heart disease are attributed to hypertension. And about 80% of the disease burden due to hypertension is borne by low and middle-income countries as Latin American countries. Regarding Latin America, the prevalence of hypertension has been reported between 9 and 35%. About 13% of deaths and 5% of dialysis in Latin America are attributed to hypertension. The big issue is that the proportion of new cases of coronary heart disease attributable to hypertension is 50% higher in Latin America than in the rest of the world. Regarding causes of hypertension in some Latin American countries where this issue has been measured, has been estimated that about 2% of the gross domestic product is the cause of hypertension. Even though the picture is so bad for the population, hypertension awareness, treatment, and control are well below desirable levels in most populations in the world, even here in the States. In Latin America, hypertension awareness ranges from 31 to 64%, treatment from 15 to 48%, and control from 7 to 19%. So in the best scenario, less than half of the hypertensive population has been treated actually in Latin America. Even that effective detection, treatment, and control of hypertension are vital to foster economic growth and to reduce poverty and disparities in the region, data on the magnitude and determinants of hypertension ATC are limited, and that was the motivation of my study. I had two aims for this part of my dissertation. The first thing was to establish the prevalence of hypertension awareness, treatment, and control in Latin America. To do this, I use cross-sectional data from about 10,500 hypertensives from the LASO study. And I estimated the prevalence of hypertension, ATC, was stratified by the age and gender distribution of the population in the countries included in LASO to take into account the differences between samples among the different countries. My aim too was to evaluate the influence of sociodemographic and clinical factors on hypertension awareness, treatment, and control in Latin America. To do this, I used a continuation ratio model based on a stage comparison approach to estimate the effect of age, gender, education, rural or urban residents, history of cardiovascular disease, smoking, obesity, diabetes, and cholesterol level on the probability of progressing from unaware to aware, from aware to treated, and from treated to control. The method that I used to achieve my aim one, I did a cross-sectional study using existing data from LASO. In this table, you can see the studies that were included in LASO. We have 11 studies from 8 Latin American countries. The studies were conducted between 1998 and 2008 and included a sample from 15 to about 110 years old. We have in total 31,000 people in our sample, 40% of them are male, and about 10,500 are hypertensive, and this is the group that I included in my study. To avoid selection bias due to missing data and non-response and sampling frame under coverage, we, in all analysis that we conducted with the LASSO database, we did multivariate imputation by chaining the questions. Then we our estimates were averaged across 10 imputed data sets for this particular study. And we did post-stratification by age and gender distribution to take into account differences in weights of the sampling. These were the definitions that I used for my study, the same that were presented in other studies that were before presented before mine. Hypertension was defined as having systolic blood pressure equal or higher than 140, or diastolic blood pressure equal or higher than 90 millimeters of mercury, or receiving drug treatment. Awareness was defined based on self-reported medical diagnosis or receiving hypertensive drugs. Treatment was based on self-reporting of taking antihypertensive medication. And control was defined as having systolic blood pressure under 140 and diastolic blood pressure under 90 millimeters of mercury, or systolic blood pressure under 130 and diastolic blood pressure under 80 millimeters of mercury in diabetics. To establish the prevalence of hypertension, I estimated the overall prevalence by using multiple weighted logistic regressions, clustering by country and adjustment for study, and then the predicted odds were converted to probabilities. I also estimated the age, gender, and country-specific prevalence of hypertension, awareness, training, and control. To evaluate the influence of different factors on hypertension ATC, I used a continuation regression model. To do this, the three variables about awareness, treatment, and control were treated as just one ordinal dependent variable. So my dependent variables were the transitions from unaware to aware, from aware to treated, and from treated to controlled. And the independent variables were the ones that I already mentioned. Through the continuation regression model, I estimated the conditional probability of transitioning from one stage to the next. This model is analogous to a cost proportional hazard model, but for discrete time survival data. I used the C-log log link, the conditional log log link, to estimate hazard ratios of advancing from one stage to the next stage. As this is a model analogous to the cost proportional hazard model, I had to test the proportional hazard assumption to identify the possibility of having constraints for the hazard ratios across the transitions. In the case that the proportional hazard assumption wasn't met, I had to turn from the continuation regression model to a partial continuation regression model. These are the main results of my study. In this table, you can see the prevalence of hypertension and hypertension awareness, treatment, and control by country. In the general sample, we had 20% prevalence of hypertension, 59% awareness, about 45% treatment, and 21% control, and 46% control among treated. But you can see there were big differences among studies. So the prevalence among women by age, 19% of prevalence of hypertension, 69% awareness, 56% treatment, and 27% control. For men, they have higher prevalence of hypertension, but lower prevalence of awareness, treatment, and control. Also, you can see a pattern of increasing prevalence of hypertension as age increases, increasing prevalence of awareness, and increasing prevalence of treatment as age increases, but decreasing prevalence of control as age increases. So, men and older people seem to be more likely to be not controlled than younger and women. These are the results from the multivariate model. This is for the first transition from an awareness to awareness. I have here three columns. The first column is the results from the unadjusted model. The second column are the results from the adjusted model, and the third column are an additional analysis that I conducted because of the heterogeneity between countries. I run a multivariate adjusted continuation ratio model in each country, and then I pulled those results using a random effects model, and this is what I'm showing in the last column. The results were about the same with the whole sample, as well as when I used the country-specific samples and pulled them. For the transition from unawareness to awareness, females were more likely to transition to awareness than men. As age increases, the likelihood of transition increases too. And having other risk factors like cardiovascular disease history or diabetes also increases the probability of transitioning from unaware to aware. For the transition from awareness to treatment, again, females were more likely to transition to treatment, other people more likely to transition. And for this transition, education was also associated. The higher the education level, the higher the likelihood of transitioning to treatment or reaching treatment. For the transition from treatment to control, females seems to be also more likely to get control. Age was negatively associated, so as age increased, the likelihood of reaching control increased. Education was also associated. The higher the level of education, the higher the probability of severe control. And having other comorbidities like diabetes, abdominal obesity, and hypercholesterolemia decreased the likelihood of reaching control. My main conclusions based on my results were that hypertension, awareness, treatment, and control rates in Latin America are below the goal of the Healthy People 2010 of achieving control in 68% of the patients. Interventions may include patient and healthcare provider education aimed to more frequent diagnosis, adequate management, and overcoming barriers to blood pressure control, strategies to improve primary and secondary prevention of hypertension must be a priority for public health organizations, physicians, and patients in Latin America, as well as in people who work with Latino communities. I think that further investigation on this topic should address factors correlated with physicians' compliance with the hypertension guidelines, medical inertia related to the screening, diagnosis, and treatment of hypertension, the study of causes of the low control among treated hypertensives, including biological factors associated to the aging process and the coexistence of other cardiovascular risk factors, as well as factors associated with patients' compliance with the hypertensive medication, which is one of the limitations of my study because I didn't have data to evaluate adherence to medication in this study. I also think that future research should include the studies, the cost-effectiveness of interventions aimed to increase hypertension, awareness, treatment, and control in the region. And that's what I'm doing right now for the other part of my dissertation. I plan to conduct a Markov model to evaluate the cost-effectiveness of increasing hypertension, awareness, treatment, and control in this population. To do that, I first need to validate the Framingham equation to be used in the Latin American population. That's what I'm just finishing right now. To validate the Framingham equation, I need to estimate the baseline cardiovascular risk in this population and the individual and average values of the cardiovascular risk factors. After validating the Framingham equation, I'm going to start working on my Markov model to analyze the cost effectiveness of the interventions. And that's what my work is about. Thank you for your attention, and I'll be happy to take your questions.
Any questions? So, do you think the differences that you saw between different countries after you controlled for other variables, I mean, do you think that there are other explanations, different levels of public health campaigns or between countries that would explain that?
Yes, there are different healthcare systems, for example, different access to medication, and also different levels of income in these countries. I did another like additional analysis, trying to combine countries by gross domestic product level, like in two groups, like high gross domestic product and low gross domestic product, to see if that matters to the difference between the two. But the results from the general model are more or less the same. The variables associated to hypertension, awareness, treatment, and control are the same in both groups, regardless of the income. That should be okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm curious. Do you have any ideas why, in spite of the treatment control seems to be an elusive goal for many of people in the study? Treatment typically is pretty good. The drugs, the antibiotics, the treatment seems to work very well. So why is treatment failure so common?
So well, will you repeat the question?
Yeah. It's interesting knowing my thoughts about why treated hypertensives are still under control. The first thing that I saw is that what I put in my last slide about patients' compliance with the treatment, that's a big issue in hypertension. Adherence is really low. We did another study about adherence to hypertension last year too. So that's an issue, but I couldn't evaluate it in this population. The other thing is like, at least for this Latin American population, what I also saw was that the guidelines are not what the physicians are doing in real life with the patients. For example, the first line antihypertensives that they should be using are not the ones that were reported for this population. Like for example, the guidelines say that the first line antihypertensive should be like a diuretic or, and then like and then the other antihypertensives. But when I saw to the reports that I don't have the reports from all these countries, just from some of them, the picture is totally different. And the other thing is the consistency of comorbidities, and that may be also related with the compliance with the guidelines. The treatment should be different in these cases. So that's what I think is happening. But we need to learn more about medical compliance of the guidelines to patient compliance with the treatment, and also medical inertia. Because other thing that we notice is like the physicians are like scared of labeling patients with a chronic disease label more in young people, among young people. So they delay the starting of the treatment until some consequences appear, unfortunately. So that's what I think is explaining these results.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. Thank you.